So let's give him a call and see how he's doing this morning. He came back and played really well in the final holes yesterday to finish up strong after that disaster at 12.
Sure enough. Should you... Are you going to talk to him first? Do you want me to?
Tiger?
Speaking.
Hey, it's the Musers.
Oh, hi, Musers. I'm just sitting here having breakfast.
Are you?
Yes, the day after the Masters. So my mommy fixes me smiley face pancakes. Has whipped cream eyes and a cherry nose and bacon mouth. It's so funny.
Well, that's good to hear that you're in a good mood after what happened over the weekend.
Bryson DeChambeau really broke the Masters, didn't he?
Well, not quite.
So glad he didn't win. He's such a Duschenstein.
Yeah, he finished well back at 2-under, just in front of you there at 1-under.
Yeah, I didn't have the best Masters I've ever had.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that was probably one of your 5 wins, including last year.
See that par 3?
Yeah.
What's think about that?
Did you even think it was kind of funny?
A 10 on a par 3.
Can how does that...
I was that much over par?
No, how does that happen?
Jeez, I don't know. I was just taking shot after shot after shot. Got off more shots than Oswald did in Daly Plaza. Oh,
wow, I'm surprised you know that. That's an old reference for someone your age. But you didn't cuss, did you, when you hit balls in the water?
Well, sometimes I cuss. I say things like crap and dookie and burp.
Burp?
Yeah. And sometimes I say the F word.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to say it now. Fart.
Oh, okay. I guess you can say that one. Yeah.
You know who really didn't win?
Who?
Phil the Dill. I hate him so much.
Why?
He plays left-handed.
Yeah?
Did you know that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's obvious.
But you know what?
Huh.
He isn't even left-handed. Nobody talks about that. He plays left-handed, but he's not even left-handed. I want the media cover it.
That inflection sounds like somebody else.
They totally won't cover it.
Yeah, you beat Phil. He finished 3-over. You finished 1-under, so.
That's I beat Phil. That's the most important thing. That's always my goal when I go to the Masters, is not to win the Masters, but to beat Phil.
Hey, what'd you think of Dustin Johnson and what he did?
I think he's not as good as me. That's what I think.
Well,
I think Dustin Johnson is so not as good as me. You know how many Masters I've won, George?
5.
5.
Yeah.
You know how many he's won?
1.
1.
Yeah.
1. And boy, it just infuriated me having to be there in Butler's cabin with him.
Yeah, that's always an awkward moment there anyway, isn't it?
But guess what?
Huh.
When I put the green jacket on him, I slipped some drugs into the breast pocket.
Yeah.
And when he drove away from the Butler's cabin, I made a strategic, well-placed call to the Greater Augusta Police Department.
Oh, come on, Tiger.
So keep your eye on the news this morning, George.
All right,
look for Dustin Johnson, the so-called major winner, getting busted for a pocket full of Advil and Benadryl and Mucinex.
Okay, I don't think that's going to give you much trouble, Tiger.
He's
going
to get so
busted. That's a hilarious prank.
I keep hitting refresh on my computer, but the news hasn't popped up on Disney Junior yet. I don't know.
Well, keep trying it.
But I hate those green jackets. They're so uncomfortable.
Do you?
Yeah, and they make you wear them. They have this rule that we have to wear them when the camera's on.
Yeah.
But as soon as that camera shut down, I had to go jacket off.
Did you? Yeah, I just take the coat off, I guess.
What I said?
Yes, I heard, Tiger. I get it.
Fred Ridley sure is creepy, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Come to think of it, so is Jim Nance. I'm getting strong serial killer vibes from Jim Nance.
Are you really?
Yeah.
He just gets excited about Augusta.
No, he's weird. He's the type who picks up a woman and drives him around in his car for a few hours, quietly muttering to himself about his mom.
Whoa.
Before he heads into a wooded area with a shovel and an unspecific grudge.
Oh, my. Tiger. You're talking about one of the nicest guys in broadcasting.
My girlfriend, Erica.
Yeah.
The beautiful Erica. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me, George.
Oh, that's sweet.
She consoled me for losing the Masters again.
Did she?
Yeah, you know, we've been going out for 2 years, and she said that on our 3rd anniversary, she's going to let me hold her hand.
Oh.
And on our 4th anniversary, she's going to let me kiss her on the cheek.
That's not bad.
And on our 5th anniversary, she's going to let me watch her go to the bathroom on a glass-topped coffee table while I lay underneath it.
All right. We don't need to know details like that.
I'm going to wear a condom, though, because that's how babies are made.
We got to go. We gotta go, Tiger. We're running out of time.
Well, you know who I wish could have been here to see me?
No. Who?
Not win another Masters?
Who?
Yep.
Yep.
The large triple dead double corpulent vodka soaked tyrant that once got so horny in the pants that he had to leave his first family and create a land war in Asia against the Japanese who lived in Korea so he could sign up for service and make friends with General Patton so old blood and guts would assign him to hang around a watering hole sniffing for an ovulating Catilda so that he could chase her all over Godzilla's green earth and try to tire her out so that he could start his intricate mating dance, which involved doing the sprinkler, the caterpillar, and the Fortnite floss, but she was too fast for him, so he lovingly darted her with a consensual blowgun until she got tired enough to drape herself over the back of an abandoned couch so he could marry her and introduce his baby bullion into her hell smell portal cave until 9 months later she'd be whimpering over an industrial-sized restaurant colander straining to squirt out a combination scratch golfer while allowing the amniotic fetus soup to flow through into the ratatouille.
That's amazing.
He says hi.
Okay, bye, Tiger.
I'm your host.
There goes the fake Tiger. It's 8:48 on the ticket.